It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. AT&T wants to buy T-Mobile. T-Mobile wants to be bought, but the merger is a long way from being approved by the U.S. government. That's because it would be a pretty big deal, eliminating one wireless carrier, giving a lot more power to another. Susan Crawford is a professor at Cardozo Law School in New York City.
The questions that we'll be confronting will concern things like whether consumer prices are likely to go up, what this means for the future of the free flow of information, especially online, and what kinds of promises AT&T might be willing to make in order for the merger to go through.
A Senate subcommittee is scheduled to hear testimony on the proposed merger tomorrow morning. Larry Downs is with the think tank Tech Freedom. He says the government could take a hard look at parts of the country where the new company would be too dominant.
And it's very likely that if the deal goes through, AT&T will be told to divest some of their local businesses where the concentrations are too high.
How can it be good for competition to have fewer options?
When the two companies coming together become stronger and can offer products or services that the individual parts can't offer, that's an opportunity for improving competition. And what AT&T is arguing here is that with the spectrum that they would acquire from T-Mobile, they would be able to accelerate their introduction of a 4G service. And if that's the case, you know, T-Mobile couldn't have done it on their own. They didn't have enough spectrum. AT&T says they don't have enough spectrum to do it quickly on their own. And so if, in fact, they can put the two together, move the T-Mobile customers over to the old 3G network, and then use the old spectrum that T-Mobile had to launch a nationwide 4G service, that would be very good for competition because, of course, right now we only have one 4G competitor, and that's Verizon.
Certainly AT&T and T-Mobile will be pushing hard for this deal to go through. Among the other competitors, Sprint is lobbying against it. Verizon isn't getting involved at all. As for who can stop it, Susan Crawford says if it's anyone, it'll be you.
Americans have to get upset at the idea that a very few companies control all information flows in this country. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if we're capable of worrying about monopolies the way we did in the era of Standard Oil and the railroads.
But are they going to get upset if their phone calls are going through and if they're getting what they want on the internet?
They may get upset if they travel to Korea or Japan or Sweden or any other country where their telecommunications ecosystems are much healthier than ours.
What if the American system was more like some of these countries you mentioned? How would it be different?
We would have a promise of 1 gig service to all Americans 1,000 times faster than what we've got now. That's what Korea is operating under. We'd have the notion of open, fast services, just like water and electricity. We'd say as a country that if we're going to stay ahead, we've got to have this. And that's the decision that other countries have made and that the United States at the moment is incapable of making.
South Korean scientists have developed a way to harness sound waves as an energy source. You could one day power your phone with just loud noises.
Loud noises!
It's the subject of our Good News, Bad News segment. Producer Larissa Anderson will present the good news. I will handle the bad.
All right, so the noise phone uses a renewable energy source that anyone can make.
But you're on an airplane, someone has a low battery, so they just sit there screaming.
But now that crying baby on that airplane is useful, and so is traffic and construction, anything.
But if you're lost in the woods, you got to do all the screaming to power your phone, and that saps your vital bear-fighting survival strength.
Yeah, but if you make enough
loud noises,
then you don't even need the phone, because someone will just find you.
Fine. Noise-powered phone, good news.
Haha, I win.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.